views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a talk radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Welcome to Voices of Women. Well, it's hard to believe it's December already, and we're quickly approaching that date, December 21st. So we'll see if we'll have a show on that day. We will. I know we will. Well, we're getting close to the holidays, and we all know that can be a stressful time. And one of my guests today is going to talk about self-care for women. And so I know it's an important time to be aware of how you can do that, as things just get so busy during this month. And I want to tell everybody to be sure to look at our new website, womenofwisdom.org, and check out the conference. My guests now today and through February are going to be our presenters from Women of Wisdom, so it's always exciting for me to talk to them. So besides self-care today, we're going to talk about sound healing. And my first guest, Catherine Wiseman, we're going to talk about movement awareness. Catherine Wiseman's passion is education, and her transformative journey has led to developing Journeys Through Movement. She helps people become more aware of their sensations, emotions, mental chatter, and habitual patterns in daily life so they can improve the quality of their movement in life. And we're going to find out today how you can do that. Catherine's website is www.journeysthroughmovement.com, and she's going to give a workshop that's entitled Playfully Exploring Self-Awareness in Community Connectedness, and that will be on Monday, February 18th in Seattle at the Women of Wisdom Conference. So welcome, Catherine, to Voices of Women.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you for that wonderful introduction. It's really a treat to be on the show with you. It's very exciting for me.
Well, good. Well, tell us a little bit about the influence of your spiritual experiences on your journey and how that's influenced the movement work and development of that work that you do.
Gladly. My spiritual experiences have been very, I might say, very intense in about the last 7 to 8 years. And there have been several key pieces, and believe it or not, dancing Argentinian tango has been one of the, I call, spiritual experiences. Some of us that dance tango think of it as a spiritual practice because it has great lessons in the energy of surrender. And at least as a woman dancing tango, dancing within the energy of femininity, and balancing that with the masculine energies of the lead, albeit that when you dance tango, it's really a conversation. So I'm sure I could go into further experiences, but that's the one that kind of leaps to mind because that's also a very key piece of the origins of Journeys Through Movement.
Well, besides just being fun, I mean, dancing, you know, it is a fun activity, a great recreation, and but it's more than that because you're talking about, as you said, it's a communication between your dance partner and you, and being aware if you're dancing something like the tango, it's not sort of just free-form dance. You have to be very aware of your movement.
Exactly, and not only just your movement on a physical, on an emotional level, but also that of your partner. And then not just the couple. You're also dancing in communion with everybody else that's out on that dance floor. So it's almost as if it's a universe that's moving. And if something in that universe breaks down for some reason, then it impacts the entire connectedness of the group, physically as well as emotionally. And then there's the whole conversation that happens with the energy of the music itself, because music has energy. You know, there's songs that speak to the energy of fire, and songs that speak to the energy of earth, songs that speak to the energy of, if you will, the heavens or the air, the high tops of the mountains. And, you know, Argentinian tango music is very complex. And so you're dancing within this mixture and amalgam of spaces, not just physical, emotional, but there's a social space. And there's even, at least for me, a spiritual and a sacred space that takes place. And I think other people that dance would, you know, share similar kinds of experiences. And it's definitely a dance of surrender. And surrender is an energy that's essential in one's journey or definition of what it means to have a sacred existence.
Well, and then how do you use that work? Because you use it in your, you bring dance and music elements into this awareness of movement. Tell us a little bit more how you would work with that. I mean, it's one thing to be be in a dance class, or you're taking tango lessons, or you're dancing with a group, or you're on Dancing with the Stars or whatever. But it's another thing to embody this in the work that you do and helping other people be aware of their movements. And how does that work?
Exactly, because I'm not teaching people to dance tango. So the different activities that we do involve movement that's in the context of silence or movement in the context of a voice. And those experiences come from Feldenkrais, the Feldenkrais Awareness Through Movement lessons, to be specific. But then the music and movement piece that comes from the tango world is I use music from different traditions, and I select the music because of the energy of the music. And then I call them games. I don't really call it dance, because some people are frightened of the word dance. It brings up lots of mental chatter, if you will. And so we play music movement games, and in those music movement games, which have been adapted from tango experiences that I've had, we can find where our axis is or where our center is. We can find out about the nature of our communication with another individual. You know, do we lead in that conversation that's set to music? Well, do we follow? Do we exchange lead and follow? And those interactions also speak to who we are as members and leaders of the communities in which we live. So it's the... I would say a complicated network of experience operating on various planes of existence. And if we had time, I'd actually take you through some things, even through a radio show. But I'm afraid that we might have time for that.
Yes, yes. Well, one of the things you talked about is discovering alternatives to habits. And we get into those habitual patterns, and they kind of keep us in the old place. And I think we're all kind of in transition, wanting to move into new places in our life. And so how does this work using dance and music and Feldenkrais? How does that work in changing our habitual patterns?
Let me answer that question by offering a direct example, a concrete example, if I may.
Sure, sure.
Rather than speaking in the abstract, I have... I live with my mother at this moment in my life, and she is an elder citizen. So my life is immersed in the world of the elderly and watching how the elderly move physically and emotionally in particular. And one of the things that happens, this is a great example of a habit, what happens to balance as you age? Balance becomes faulty. And, you know, getting out of chairs, getting out of... car seats, you know, that can become a challenge if you're afraid that you're going to fall over. And so my mother once said to me, gosh, you know, I can't get out of chairs anymore without feeling stable within myself. And so I just started watching her. And I could see how she was moving to get out of the chair. So I went into the Feldenkrais world, and they're using the kinds of movements that we do within the Feldenkrais world to heighten awareness about where our body is in space. And essentially, she discovered what her habit was for getting out of chairs, and I helped her to identify alternatives to that. And the alternative was a way that allowed her to get out of a chair, and she felt completely stable, never losing her balance. And so she was so excited about it that she was talking with women in a group with whom she sings, and because the women were noticing that she was getting out of the risers from a seated position differently, and she wasn't losing her balance, and they wanted to know what it was. And so she showed them, you know, and so it was this discovery process that kind of rippled out like a pebble that had been dropped into water. And it started with a habit of how do you get out of a chair?
And is that something that we should learn earlier on so we're not faced with that when we're elderly and are falling out of chairs? And it's really the correct way we should be all getting out of chairs no matter what age?
Well, the interesting piece is that we learned how to do all of those things when we were very young and young children. But as we've walked through our lives, we have also learned how to constrain ourselves. Messages that come to us from parents, from schools, from peers, you know, the social media today. And these messages that we internalize in our bodies become part of our movement patterns. So our muscles and literally physical muscles, and if you will, metaphorically emotional muscles, become a little bit rigid. And they hold us in certain patterns. So in some ways, it's almost an unlearning process to return to that which we knew once in our life. Before, we had bumps in life that led us to want to hold on to things in the effort to protect ourselves. And so...
Yeah, there is that.
Process. Yeah.
So it's kind of an unlearning process and going back to, I mean, as kids, you do it naturally. You know, you just.
Right. And when you fall as a young child, you fall, you bounce on the ground. You don't fall.
Yes, right? Yes.
Lock, you know, your muscles don't go into this, oh my God, I'm so afraid. And you lock your muscles and then you hurt yourself.
A kid
bounces on the ground. And if nobody reacts around them, the child might even start giggling and get up. And it's no big deal, but somewhere along life, in our lives, we learn, oh no, I'm afraid, I'm this, I'm that, you know, and your body, I mean, even as I'm saying those words, my body is going rigid, you know?
Yes, so we're going to have to close. I want everybody to check out Catherine's website, journeysthroughmovement.com, and check out the Woman of Wisdom website for her workshop on February 18th. You're listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. We'll come back and talk with Vicki Dodd about sound healing.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com. Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams.
She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRNetwork.com.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find a North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough Session with Saskia or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. Or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate with Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
Women of wisdom, women of wisdom, women of wisdom, rise and shine, sister of light, spirit of woman, rise and...
Well, welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and I'm talking now with Vicki Dodd, who does sound healing and is doing a workshop at Women of Wisdom called Our Voices, Our Medicine. And that's going to be on Sunday morning, February, what date is that? February 17th. 17th. Mm-hmm. So Vicki Dodd, for over years, she has been a pioneer in the use of sound as a healing modality. She's a practicing sound healer, teacher, Aston patterning teacher, nutritionist, and author of a couple of books and recording artist. She travels extensively in Europe, South America, and the U.S., teaching the Sacred Sound Works trainings. And her gift is helping others to access sound frequency as their teacher. And her website is www.sacredsoundschool.com. So welcome, Vicki.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm grateful to be here.
Yes. Well, talk to us about how our voices truly our medicine, and how our bodies love the sound of our own voices. I just want to get right into the talk.
Sure. Well, our voices do love the sound of our own, our bodies do love the sound of our own voice. And I teach people how to use their voices to soothe their nervous system. I focus a lot these days on the nervous system because I find that we're really needing more and more assistance in teaching it how to rest and be assured that it could rest. It's so highly stimulated by all of our environments for all kinds of reasons. Our voice is our sound, period. Frequency is like a nutrition. So I teach, part of my training is teaching people that their voices are medicine, that it is a food to their system, and that a lot of us don't know that, and we can't know it theoretically or intellectually. So that's why all of my trainings are, we're doing it. We're doing the work, and we do before and after some form of feedback for ourselves so we can actually notice what changed in me. Oh, my breath is different. There's more weight in my feet. My posture has changed. Oh, I'm not as anxious as I was. I can just that, you know, it literally works so quickly. I don't know anything. I've been in this field for 50 years in the mind-body field, and sound constantly remains my teacher, and that it works so quickly, and it complements any other modality that we're working with in terms of relaxation or visualization. Is that a good start?
Yeah. Oh, yes, yes. And I was just thinking, because a friend of mine does sound healing too, and she was saying how, mm-hmm. you know, how you, and I do it more. I mean, when I stub my toe or hit my knuckles on something, it hurts more at my age now than it used to. And mm-hmm. we were talking about, and she goes, she learned this technique of like, okay, so you hit your knuckles on something and it hurts, and she would put the knuckle up to her mouth and hum to it, sing sure. to it, and then put the it back where she hit, and the pain yes. would go away.
Yes. The hum probably is the most powerful sound that I can teach people. And sometimes, like I just came from teaching in Zurich, and I had 1 3-day weekend that basically all we did was find different applications for our hum. And what does that actually mean? Again, you're looking at frequency. You're looking at a body that is at least 70% fluid. When you start using your voice to hum, let's just say just a hum, it sets up a wave in our liquid, Chris. So it starts setting up a movement. So what happens when we hit our knuckles or we bang our toe is that it freezes that spot, and what we're needing is movement in it for it to feel better and to heal. We usually go on still. We usually get still, and actually we're needing movement. You know, so that's what sound does. Sound just naturally knows it sets up this wave through this liquid, because that's what most of our problems stem with in our physical, is that liquid stops being liquid through medications, through trauma, drama, through life.
And we forget that because we sense our body is, you know, it's solid. You know, it's, yes. you know, we have this skin, we have this physical thing that you touch, and it's solid, and yet it's 70% water.
Yes, it's 70% water, and, yeah. And as an embryo, we were 99.9% water. I mean, we are very, very liquid. So sound restores our health. It is our medicine, because our voice can keep us more liquid. The more liquid we stay, the healthier we're going to be on all kinds of levels, physically, emotionally, spiritually.
Well,
I hope I'm making any sense.
Yes, you are. I know you're jet lagging
and
all that. So yes, you're making sense. Because we have a short segment, because I remember when you were on the show 2 years ago, you did your, what is it called? It's that dual voice, that chanting that you do.
Let's have the harmonics.
Let's have you do a little bit of that so people get a sense of what this sound medicine is.
All right. All right. I'll do my best to be of service to anyone that may be listening. Yellow, yellow, na, 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 yay, 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 yay,
well, thank you. I don't know about others, because I have earphones on, so it's going right into my head, but I could physically feel that vibration. It's wonderful. And I know the power of the vibration. I remember having a massage once where someone, they were playing didn't-do music, and that, again,
yes.
that also has that special tone that's very healing. And
yes. Yeah, I mean, our bodies love sound. I mean, I started out, you know, 50 years ago, well, I was always able to hear frequencies, but my main work, I'm not coming to as a musician. So many people in the sound world are coming from being musicians. So I'm not a musician, I'm not a singer, so that anyone, that is not a requirement in using our voices as our medicine. So, because a lot of times people say, well, I'm not a singer, I don't know anything. I don't either. I don't.
Mm-hmm.
But I do know how to listen and teach people how to listen to what their body would like to express. And that's the healing.
Yeah, and it's nice to know that, because we brought up oh, you can't sing, just mouth it, you know, that kind of thing. You
yes,
know, don't
exactly.
sing. And it's not, we can, we all, if you can talk, you can say, no, maybe, you know, if you have a mouth and you can talk, you can
exactly.
make sound. And if you think of it as
exactly.
sound versus singing.
It is sound. It is, exactly.
Sound.
And I do believe that, I mean, if I have 20 people in a group, at least 15 of them, Chris, have been told at one time that they should not sing, just mouth the words. I mean, this is, and I've noticed this for decades. This is really amazing to me that that's the kind of information you're being told at 7 or 10 years old, and at 50 you still believe it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, how is it going to change your life, say, you know, for our listeners, how is it going to change your life to use your voice?
Well, one thing, your voice is always with you, and even if you don't want to make the sound out loud, you can sound silently, which I more and more I'm teaching people how to use their silent voice. It can soothe you in matters of stress. I feel like this is probably, I know I speak about the nervous system and stress and anxiety a great deal. I work with people. I listen to their stories. I find that this is always taking place. Your loved one is dying. You've lost your job. You're getting ready to move. You don't know what's going to happen. Life is really great. You don't know what's going to happen. It doesn't matter. The nervous system doesn't know the difference between good news and bad news. So being able to use your voice at any time that you want can help rest you so that you can be present to the moment, that you can actually be here. Like, what is, you know, what do I really need and want right now? Instead of just being zoomed right out of my body because of excitement. Is that?
Well, and I was just thinking, too, that it could be a way to get out of the doldrums or being depressed because, you know,
exactly.
counteract the emotions by something
exactly.
positive.
Exactly. That's why it's a shapeshifter. That's mm-hmm. what we're going to be doing that Sunday at the Women of Wisdom, is teaching you how to use your voice to actually shapeshift, to change the emotions, that you're not a victim to circumstances. Or whatever's going on, I still get to be well. I still get to be sane. I still get to act. I still get to treat you kindly, even though I'm scared. This is what becomes really huge in the long run of a lifetime, is how kind did I really get to treat people? Or did I let my own scaredness, my own fear, my own emotional depression make me treat you badly? Now I'm suffering greater. Does this... And it continues over and over. Mm-hmm. And so I think that it can help, you know, that we get to see that we actually have the power to change in a moment. I've done so much. I've traveled all of my life, and I've done so much in airport bathroom stalls. I would go in there, and I would just go, hey, hello, shayala, yala, mahaye, you know. And
you're in a foreign country, so they're probably thinking you're speaking a foreign language. So
they think
cares?
I'm speaking a foreign language, and no one bothers you after that, too, let me tell you, when you come out. But it would help me relieve a lot of the anxiety and fear or just let me get into my body. So I teach one of the things people will get with working with their voice is how to get into their body, more
yes.
embodied.
Yeah, yeah, it
more
is getting
embodied.
Into your body, yes.
Yeah.
So I encourage
yeah.
everybody to sing, make music.
Sing, make sounds.
Sound, it's sound.
Yeah,
okay. So
make
join
sounds.
At Woman of Wisdom. She's going to be with us on Sunday, February 17th.
And I'll be there the whole time, so I love to meet any of you. It's a great conference. I'm so
yes.
grateful to be there with Starhawk and everything. Oh, my
yes.
gosh.
That's great. It's going to be
yeah.
great. So check out our website at sacredsoundschool.com. So I'm Chris Danis. You're listening to Voices of Women. We're going to come back. I'm going to talk to Judith Waldman about Woman's Wisdom Journey.
Blessed be.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Just stop what you're thinking right now and ask yourself, if I could have anything I desired, what would it be? Now expand that energy beyond anything you have ever imagined. That energy, that is you. What if you could have access to that all the time? Curing the incurable are for those that desire a different possibility with their life and their body. Does that excite your molecules? Well, check out Liam's website at liamphillips.com.
What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Women of wisdom, women of wisdom, women of wisdom, rise and shine, sister of light, spirit of woman, rise and shine.
Well, welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stanis, and the song you just heard is with Lorraine Bays, who wrote our theme song for Women of Wisdom. You can check that out on our new website, womenofwisdom.org. So now I'd like to introduce you to Judith Waldman. She's the founder and director of multiple organizations, including Women's Wisdom Journeys and Women's Spirit Workshops, and the author of Stand, Flow, Shine, Caring for the Woman Within, which will be published this spring. In addition to retreats for women, Judith has developed and facilitated workshops on community empowerment, peace and justice, and environmental preservation. Her website is www.judithwaldman.com. And she's giving the workshop Women's Wisdom Journey at Woman of Wisdom on Monday, February 18th. So welcome, Judith.
Thank you so much, Chris.
Well, let's talk about how you came to on this journey of working with women and women's wisdom and self-care. That's the focus of your work now. And how did you come to that? What was your big aha moment of, well, this is what I'm to do in this lifetime?
Yes, it has been. I would say it's been an ongoing aha moment. And that is, I realized, quite a while ago in terms of my own life journey, that I needed to find ways to take care of myself that weren't met early on in my life. So I developed a whole lot of processes for self-care for myself and picked up many from others. I also was a psychotherapist for over 40 years and found that many women really needed a lot of learning about self-care, again, because they hadn't received what they needed to receive early on. So I shared what I knew. I taught in my clients in my therapy practice. At the same time, I started developing workshops for women, and as you mentioned, for other groups as well. The processes are kind of similar. Workshops for women to really learn how to better connect with themselves, to have access to their own inherent wisdom, and to learn to better take care of themselves. And then that led, I've done that for the last 20 years, and that has led to the creation of the book that you mentioned, hopefully with the idea of reaching many more women than just through workshops. So that's been the journey so far.
Well, yes, and it is, like you say, many of us do suffer from this lack of self-care and that we're not taught it. So now it's like, you know, and let's talk about why is that? Why are we not taught to take care of ourselves?
Well, I think we as women have been early on in our lives given a lot of feedback for taking care of others. We've really been encouraged to give to others, and we do that very well oftentimes. However, the problem is that we often do this without taking good care of ourselves. And if we don't take good care of ourselves, after a while, we can become depleted, we can suffer from burnout, that old common word. We can really get overwhelmed. If we take care of ourselves first, we have so much more to give out to others. But early on, we were really taught that it's better to give, to give, to give. And we have learned that so well.
So well. And we witness that with our mothers. I mean, you know, they sacrificed to, you know, take care of us all the time. They were probably last on the list, especially if you have children. You know, those are immediate needs, and children let you know that their need is the most immediate. And so it's almost programmed into us, because from a baby on, that's who, you know, women are who our mothers. That's what we learn what a woman is through our mothers, first off.
Exactly. We are programmed early on, and we do get a lot of positive reinforcement from that, so it feels good. And we want to continue taking care of others, and we often do that without taking care of ourselves. And after a while, there's really a toll that it takes.
Yeah, there is. And it's looked at, well, we go in our minds, well, I'd be selfish to be taking care of myself first, but it's really not, because if you get so drained, you're not really giving to others or yourself if you just drained yourself of all your energies because you didn't do self-care.
Absolutely. And I like to think about, and I like to tell other women, that we need to treat ourselves as if we are another person that we're taking care of. Give ourselves that same kindness and caring and compassion, and do for us. Prioritize ourselves. Make ourselves an important focal point. Then give out to others. But start with ourselves.
Yeah, which can be a simple thing of doing, starting the day with a meditation. And speaking of which, I think you're willing to share a short meditation for increasing our well-being.
I am. I'm glad you asked. Yes, I call this anchoring a message. And it's a message of reassurance and encouragement that we can so easily anchor within ourselves. It's very simple. And it's something that we can all do at any time we need to or want to. So we start off with a nice, slow, deep breath in and a slow, deep breath out. And another breath in and a breath out. And this time we take ourselves and we listen very carefully inside for a message of encouragement and reassurance of just what we need to hear right now that will take care of us, a phrase or a sentence like, I'll be okay, I've got what it takes. So we listen inside, and when we take another slow, deep breath in and we slowly breathe out, we anchor that message deep inside by hearing it and feeling it deep inside. So we take a slow, deep breath in, and we anchor that message deep inside us as we slowly breathe out. So we have this message now anchored deep inside us for whenever we need it and whenever we want it. We have this message deep inside. We are anchoring a message of reassurance and encouragement. That's it.
Okay. Well, I hope people benefited from that. I did. And, you know, the thing is to, you know, and then to, what would we do after that? We've anchored a message now. What do you suggest people do with that?
Ah, there's so many things we can do with that. For one thing, before we go into a challenging situation, we can anchor our message deep inside us. Three slow, deep breaths in, and as we breathe out, anchor that message deep inside. Whenever there's a challenging situation, whenever we feel we need to relax, and I do have in my book and workshops more extensive relaxation processes, but this little simple tool, I do it all the time, and it has just been so helpful for me. I do it when I just want to relax before going to sleep. I do it when I wake up in the morning. I do it, as I said, before I have a challenging situation ahead. I just anchor my message deep within me, and I get an immediate feeling of relaxation and encouragement. So it not only feels good, but it's really beneficial and useful.
Yes, well, that's... What are some other ways that you could suggest for people to take better care of themselves?
There are all sorts of ways. One is to really pay attention to how you think about yourself and how you treat yourself, to really treat yourself with kindness and compassion and caring. Another is to think about what you need to let go that gets in the way of being who you want to be. And really think about how actually at one time that may have taken care of you. I'll give you a personal example. When I grew up, my house was rather chaotic. And the way that I actually took care of myself was by being distracted. And that became kind of a lifelong pattern. Well, I don't need that anymore. So I thank my being distracted for having taken care of me in the past. And I decide that I can move on. I have new ways to take care of myself now, so I let that go. So letting go of the behaviors and attitudes that we have developed over our lives that get in our way is very important. And then moving on by setting an intention of where we want to be, how we want to be now. So I've let go of that pattern of distraction, and now instead my intention is I am a calm, serene woman. So this takes care of me. It reminds me that I don't need my old patterns and attitudes and behaviors. I can let them go and I can move on. There are also many other ways that we can take care of ourselves. We can catch
I'm going to have to stop you and we'll come back to that.
Yeah.
So this is Chris Stainos of Voices of Women. When we return, we'll continue our conversation with Judith Waldman.
Chris Stainos is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, They remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks. Powerful, inspiring. They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Women of wisdom. Women of wisdom. Women of wisdom. Rise and shine, sister of God. Spirit of woman, rise and shine.
Well, welcome back. This is Chris Stainis, and we're on Voices of Women. I've been talking to Judith Waldman. Judith, can you give your contact information where people can reach you?
Sure. The best way is my website, www.judithwaldman.com. My email address is jwaldman44@gmail.com. And I also now, as of 2 days ago, have a professional page on Facebook, and that's Judith Waldman Workshop. So there are places to reach me, and I'd love to hear from women who've been listening.
Great. So we've been talking about how to take care of different ways people can take care of themselves. Is there anything you wanted to add to that?
Yes, I want to say that it's just so important for us to take care of ourselves physically, mentally, and emotionally. And there are processes to use in all those areas. And when we do, then we really will find ourselves feeling just much more of a sense of well-being and wholeness. Ways to reduce stress, the relaxation processes that not only do I suggest in my book, but there are many tapes out there for women to listen to. Yoga, meditation, movement of any kind, creative activities, all of them take good care of us. In the book, one thing that I talk about is what we call a self-care action plan, and that is a series of questions to be able to really define what it is that we need to do to take better care of ourselves. So, for example, the first question is, if there's one thing you could change in your life, what would it be? Next, what do you need to learn or acquire? Then, what are the obstacles that might get in the way of your doing this? How can you overcome those obstacles? What is one thing in the next 24 hours that you can do to take care of yourself? And what is something you can do in the next 2 weeks? So setting aside a plan for ourselves that we can follow I have one posted, you know, right up on my wall so I can remember I am important. These are ways that I can take care of myself. That's a self-care action plan. Other ways to take care of oneself are to set daily intentions. How do I want to take myself through this day? I've developed something called an action plan we talked about already, but a mental rehearsal. And in a mental rehearsal, you use that message anchoring that I have talked about before, and you think ahead, you rehearse ahead some situation that could be difficult for you. So you anchor your message of reassurance, and then you take yourself through every part of that situation that you can anticipate. And before you come to each problem part or possible glitch, you anchor your message and see how you take yourself through. So you really rehearse, almost like an athlete might rehearse before a race. You rehearse a difficult situation, but anchor your message along the way at each part that may be difficult and see how you take yourself through. And at the end, anchor your message again. It's a wonderful technique. As I said before, letting go of whatever gets in your way, moving forward. There's so many ways to take care of ourselves. And I think it's probably less of an issue of what we do, but the fact that we really honor ourselves and make the commitment to take care of ourselves, making the commitment to make ourselves a priority in our own lives. That's the most important thing that we can do for ourselves.
Which you can also do, you know, like to start your day, even if you just take 5 minutes. Sometimes we think, because we're just racing through the day and there's so much to do that I can't even stop for 5 minutes. I have a friend who just started a website on some free, well, they're kind of webinars, kind of, or free hearing, a meditation, and it's 10 minutes, taking 10 minutes out of your day, mm-hmm. and it's called Vibrational Fitness, and just listening for 10 minutes, and I found mm-hmm. myself after 5 minutes, I was already multitasking in my head, you know, which is a sign of, you know, because I've got a lot on my plate right now, and I think, oh, okay, that's, of course, I can take 10 minutes, and already halfway through, I'm doing it, but also doing something else, and so it's, you know, just to take the time in the morning when you first, before you start the day.
Yeah. Let me tell you something also about meditation that's very interesting and I think very important. We have heard the phrase mindfulness meditation. And what I learned, and I believe that being mindful and meditating in a mindful way is not necessarily that we don't have recurring thoughts, but we note them. We are mindful of them. So if your mind just goes away 1,000 times, bring it back 1,000 times. Just note it. Be aware. It's another really good. So very often people say, I can't meditate. Well, there's no such thing as a good meditation. If we multitask, just be aware of that. That's mindfulness. And with practice, you actually do less because you're more aware of it. So I wanted to mention that as you said something about multitasking while you're meditating.
Well, yeah, and that's true, because your mind, it will, it's trained to wander, and mm-hmm. it's just focusing and being aware and going back to that meditative state. And but also what you were talking about before, of going into a stressful situation and doing your anchoring meditation, is to put forward your intention of what you want to accomplish can help you get you through your fears or the challenges around that, and putting that into your meditation and anchoring your intention of the outcome you want, seeing you achieving it can go a long way too in that.
Yes, and that's another, actually, we talk about that in the book as well. That is another aspect of a mental rehearsal. You're absolutely right. There are so many ways to really take ourselves through the day, begin, and writing a little bit at the beginning of the day is wonderful. Writing out how you want to take yourself through the day. At the end of the day, writing how you did take yourself through the day. Remembering wonderful things that happened to you during the day. Don't use the time at night to write down what you're upset about. Do that in the morning.
And one thing I've heard suggested too is to write down 3 things that you're grateful for the day.
Exactly. Yeah. Another one is to gather what I call wows. And to just think about, record all the wows of your day. Simplest things.
They are simple things. Well, thank you so much, Judith. It was great to talk with you today, and I hope people will take a look at your website. It is www.judithwaldman.com. And also on the Woman Wisdom website, her workshop, Woman's Wisdom Journey, is Monday, February 18th in the morning.
Yes, and I want to mention one more thing, Chris, that I will gift to women who listen the presenter's fee for my upcoming workshops on Whidbey Island and at Brighton Bush. So if you go to my workshop and want to go to, if you go to my website and want to go to a workshop there, I will give my presenter's fee as a gift to you.
And so that's on Whidbey Island, and where else?
At Brighton Bush Retreat Center.
Oh, okay. So you're going to be. Okay. So go to her website, judithwaldman.com. Okay. So I'd like to leave everyone with this thought today. Think about how you can take care of yourself this month so you don't stress out and have an enjoyable time during the holidays. So this is Chris Stainis. I'm the founder of Women of Wisdom Conference and also the author of the Amazon bestseller award-winning book, Women of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women. If you have friends who need some inspiration in their life, this would make a great holiday gift. You can get that on the website at womanofwisdom.org. And also sign up for our newsletter to find out about our monthly events and our conference specials. Right now, through December 15th, Cindy Dale, who's a world-renowned author of The Subtle Body and New Chakra Healing, she has like 15 books, but she's known for those books. Her workshop is opening tomorrow, today, Intuitive and Healing Gifts for the New Millennium. And there's an early bird discount if you register by December 15th. And also we have discounts for Nikki Scully and Normandy Ellis through the end of the month. Just go to womanofwisdom.org and check all that out under the Conference 2013 pages. So next week I'll be interviewing more Women of Wisdom presenters. I hope you all have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you next week.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, Radio with Chris Stainis.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.